When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There was no icon more recognizable to wildlife adventure than Australian-born TV host and conservationist, best known as the Crocodile Hunter, Steve Irwin.
Here in Australia, they call me the Crocodile Man.
He was a hero to many, including Paul De Gelder, whose story we featured on a recent episode of In the Wild entitled Bull Shark Survival. He was fearless. You can find recordings all over the internet of Irwin filming in close quarters with the likes of venomous snakes, kangaroos, tigers, and of course what you probably know him best for, wrestling crocodiles. Sadly, Irwin died in 2006 at the age of 44 while filming in the Great Barrier Reef of Australia. As the brave Steve Irwin hovered above a stingray while swimming, the fish sensed danger. Using its barb, which many of us know as a stinger, the ray went for Irwin's thoracic wall, digging into his heart, with the ordeal ending in Irwin's death. Irwin's death resulted in great sadness throughout the world, but confusion as well. Are people often killed by stingrays? Fortunately, the answer is no. These creatures are extremely dangerous, however, and they can be found on many coasts, as you will soon learn, not just down under in Australia. Christy Catafo O'Brien was visiting Bahia Beach with her husband, Thomas, over this past summer of 2023. A beautiful area with clear waters and, of course, palm trees, a staple of the Sunshine State. Thomas and Christie's trip to Bahia was about as far from the daring adventures of Steve Irwin as you could get, both geographically and in the events planned. The couple took a 40-minute drive from their home in Tampa to try a new spot for lunch, followed by some relaxation in the sun and cooling off in the water. That was about it. They weren't in Bahia to surf, dive, or partake in any type of thrill-seeking activity. On August 25th, while sitting in only knee-deep water, Christy felt a painful sting dig into her right shoulder blade. A jellyfish, maybe? She wasn't quite sure. She stood up, and the sight horrified Thomas. This was no jellyfish. It was a massive stingray. Its barb dug deeper and deeper into Christy's back. Thomas called 911.
911, what's your emergency?
But responders took 45 minutes to arrive at the scene, a truly excruciating ordeal. As they finally arrived, the 38-year-old woman was rushed to the hospital. Doctors let her know that she was lucky despite the pain she was in. A mere 3-centimeter difference in where the barb deeply punctured her flesh 3 inches deep, and it would have dug right into her lungs. Doctors surgically removed the barb, but the resulting damage would carry over. She was given medication to combat the venom along with any infections. She has lost most mobility in her shoulder for now and is undergoing occupational therapy 3 times a week to regain that mobility. It is still being determined if she has any additional nerve damage. A nurse by occupation, Christy also had to delay her assignments in order to recover, hurting her financially. Husband Thomas O'Brien set up a GoFundMe in order to recoup from those financial damages. In even more recent related news, just several weeks ago, an enormous 400-pound stingray was found in the Long Island Sound between Long Island, New York, and the coast of Connecticut. It measured 6 feet long and 5 feet wide and was hauled in by a brave crew, part of Connecticut Fish and Wildlife. The photos they took of the gigantic specimen on the men's boat is truly a sight to see. Deaths by stingray may be rare, as stated earlier, but these gigantic fish are quite scary nevertheless. Stingrays tend to congregate in shallow waters, and experts say that the best way to ward them off is to shuffle your feet in the sand, which scares the creatures away. If you do get stung, though, it is advised to rinse your skin in hot water immediately, which can help to diffuse some of the venom. "We're kind of at the mercy of the marine life," Christie commented following her surgery when speaking to a local NBC News affiliate. "This is their territory. It's not our territory."
Thank you for tuning in to another exciting installment of In the Wild. To hear more captivating stories of real-life survival, hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Stay prepared, because you never know when you may find yourself in the wild. Thank you.